I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. When you hear about innovations in transportation, high-speed rail, flying cars, and electric bicycles probably come to mind. But walking? My guest Robert Sloan just received White House honors for being an innovator in transportation. He's a senior project manager for Walk Boston. Robert Sloan, congratulations. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Were you surprised when you got the call?
I was flabbergasted. Never thought that would ever happen. We're such a small little organization. You know, we only have about six people that work there. And the other organizations were huge. We had JetBlue, the president of JetBlue, the head of the California High Speed Rail Corporation, the head of the Atlanta Transit. They all got the same award. So I felt really honored for a little teensy organization that I love the organization. I was very honored to have the award.
So this is part of the Champions of Change Award that the White House offers in various fields. And the award was presented by Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood. And he made this point in offering his congratulations to all of you. He said, transportation today is not simply about building new roads or widening bridges. It's about looking at how people want to get where they need to go, and how they are affected in different ways by the decisions we make, meaning the government and institutions. So did you always think of walking as innovation?
Well, not when I started my career. I used to work in transit and highways, but gradually it became fairly clear. So about 20 years ago, four other people and I founded an organization called Walk Boston to get it, you know, bring the idea of walking up as a separate mode of transportation. It really wasn't being thought of in that way. And now it is, because of the need. Many, many people need to walk for health, if for no other reason, and also for transportation. So we're promoting it. We're trying to advocate for good transportation, for people to walk and to walk safely.
What inspired you originally, you and the others, to think, you know, let's build a program around walking. Let's formalize what I think is a good thing.
Part of the reason is that the automobile seems to be dominating everything, or was for a while. It's coming around now. And we felt that the other modes should be used in whatever way possible. More people should take transit. More people should ride bikes. More people should, of course, walk, because it's a really good way of getting somewhere. In Boston, it's particularly good because we have short distances for nearly everything, at least in town, downtown, Back Bay. And it seemed like a very practical alternative. You don't have to drive half a mile. You can certainly walk that.
But I think it's fair to say that the walking enthusiasm that you have in building this organization really came from you. So I'm always looking for the aha moment. Where were you? What happened? How did you just think one day, you know, this, you know, I've done highways, but walking is really what should be happening.
Actually, it came very slowly. The people that I worked with were much more instrumental in putting it together than I, and they worked for maybe 10 years before I got involved in really thinking this is the way to go. So maybe 10 years ago or so, I started really putting my all into it and trying to work with the people who were already there.
And we want to know how often you walk.
I walk all the time.
And where do you walk?
Well, I live in Brookline, so I walk a lot to Coolidge Corner, the usual places, and, of course, to transit. And then downtown, I try to walk as much as possible down there, too.
So since you have put Walk Boston into place, you know, whether or not people are participating in your formal program, just from your daily walking, can you see a difference, let's say, just 5 years ago to now, in how many people are walking?
There are a lot more people walking now than there used to be. It's pretty clear in all the data. It comes out very clearly that there are more people walking, more people taking transit. We have to think of some of these as being trips that involve walking plus another mode plus walking, like transit does. And that's increasing for sure. And people are going places that they wouldn't otherwise go on foot, simply because they're finding out it isn't very far. It doesn't take very long.
My guest is Robert Sloan. He's a senior project manager for Walk Boston. He's also the former assistant transportation secretary for the state. But he was recently honored at the White House as a champion of change for being innovative in thinking about a way of transportation, and that is walking. Now, what really bumped you up to the top of the list of these champions of change, if you will, are really what you've done with maps, some of the local maps. Talk to us about what those maps are all about, where they go to, how you came up with the idea, all of that.
Well, we think people would walk more if they knew that the routes were there. There are things they could see, things they could do along the route. So we've been preparing maps for a good long time now. We've done over 60 of neighborhoods in Boston, but outside Boston as well. We've now served some 75 communities in the state. So it's not just inside Boston. And the maps we've done have led people to all kinds of places. Some of them are just because of conventions. We have convention center maps. We have maps that have a neighborhood focus so that people will know how far it is to places. We have done whole towns. We did all of Somerville, all of Malden, all of Chelsea, all of Everett. You know, we're doing a big, big range of things in terms of the maps.
What are their favorites, the walking maps? What kind of maps really appeal to a lot of folks?
Well, that's how I got the award, actually. Yeah. You wouldn't believe this one, but it turns out that people don't often think in terms of walking, walking in terms of how far. They think in terms of, like, it's a mile or so or a quarter mile. That's much too far. But if you say a quarter mile is 5 minutes, they don't mind doing it. And that was the big breakthrough that I got an award for. It's
that's
really
your
small.
Aha moment.
Really
yeah.
small.
Yes. No, that was your aha moment. Yeah. Make the case for walking in the city. When we think sometimes about walking as relaxation, you think about strolling in the countryside. Even I live near Fresh Pond, walking around, that's for exercise, but that, you know, it's a sort of a different kind of walk. But walking in the city is really what a lot of your maps address. So make the case for doing that.
Well, luckily in the city you have both. So you could, for instance, walk, like I live in Brookline, we can easily walk along the Emerald Necklace for miles and miles. It goes 7 miles. So that can be done. You can have the country walk as well. But if you really like living in the city, and I happen to, you get to see how it's changing, how people are using it, and you get to see this every day. If I walk from Brookline to downtown, I go through the Back Bay, which is enormously active, and into downtown, which of course is also active. And you get to see all the changes, the new buildings, what people are doing, and how they're using the streets, but their attitude is toward the city. And I think the big change that's happened is that people like the city a lot more if they can walk in it. Mm. You really get to see it better. You see it slower. You get to see more of the activities and the people, and you know more about what you're looking at.
So we got Hubway going on with the bikes, but here you are, Robert Stone, and you've made Walk Boston and walking itself in the city big enough to be recognized by the White House. Are you proud?
I'm very proud, but I didn't do it alone. We had very nice staff. We have a wonderful executive director, Wendy Landman, and we have a nice staff, and it's not very big, but we're pretty effective.
Well, congratulations once again. You got me wanting to get out and walk.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been talking about walking, what it means to live in a place that has optimal walking conditions. And I've been speaking with Robert Sloan. He's with Walk Boston, a pedestrian advocacy group. He recently was honored at the White House for his work. He's a champion for change.
Be gloomy, just listen to me. Bask in the glow of days that know no blues. You can't lose if you'll only use your walking shoes. Walking shoes.
I see Edgar Herwick, our arts and culture producer, bouncing his way into the studio. Hi, Edgar.
Hey, Callie. So let me ask you a question. Would you agree that a playwright who's been a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize probably knows a thing or two about telling a compelling story?
I would hope so.
Okay, well, in a minute, we're going to find out what particular brand of storytelling writer Christopher Diaz has called, and this is a quote, the best of what television, theater, sports, soap operas, improv, and sketch has to offer. And Callie, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say not only are you going to be surprised by what the answer is, I would dare say you're going to be shocked.
I'll be shocked and I'll be waiting to hear. He's Edgar B. Herwick III. I am Callie Crossley, and this is Boston Public Radio.